Chapter 8. The Anagram. A few days after the hot dog party, Bill, Michelle, and Nick went to the reservation to meet Pam. She promised Nick a riding lesson with her uncle at 4 o'clock. The four friends were sitting outside the stable when Professor Massey drove up in his Jeep.
"Hi, where's George?" Professor Massey asked.
"He's in the stable," said Pam. "He's finishing a lesson."
Massey slowly walked into the stable.
"Hi, Dan," said George. "Do you have any news?"
"Bad news, George. Very bad news," said Professor Massey sadly. "The sheriff and his men are coming to arrest you for the murder of Richardson. I'm very sorry. You're one of my best friends."
"What?"
cried Uncle George.
"This is a terrible mistake, Dan. I didn't kill Jacob Richardson. You know that. What about Luke Langley, who escaped to Mexico? Isn't he a suspect? Why did he suddenly go to Mexico?"
"Please, calm down, George," said Professor Massey. "You're right about Langley, but he's out of the country, and the Mexican police will probably never find him."
"Is that a good reason to arrest me?"
said George, who was very angry.
"What will happen to the good name of the reservation and to our business here?"
The two men continued talking. Suddenly, Michelle started looking at Professor Massey's personalized license plate. Takui.
"Oh, no,"
she said slowly.
"What's the matter?"
asked Pam.
"Look at the professor's license plate. It's an anagram. Try reading it backwards."
"An anagram?"
said Bill.
"Okay,"
said Nick.
"Let's read it backwards. Y-U-K-A-T. UCAT."
The four friends immediately moved away from the stable and forgot about Nick's riding lesson. Nick took out his digital camera and quickly took a picture of the license plate.
"This is amazing," said Bill. "Hasn't anyone ever noticed his license plate?"
"People don't think about license plates,"
said Michelle. At that moment, the sheriff's car drove up and stopped in front of the stable. Sheriff Lopez and one of his men went inside and arrested George. When Pam saw her uncle walking out of the stable with the sheriff, she ran to him and said,
"Uncle George, what's happening?"
She started crying.
"You know I'm not the murderer, Pam," said George. "And one day the truth will come out."
He got into the sheriff's car and was taken to Ventura County Prison. Massey followed in his Jeep.
"Please don't cry, Pam,"
said Nick, taking her hand.
"Everyone knows your uncle didn't kill Richardson. Together, we can help him."
"We already have our first clue. Massey's license plate,"
said Michelle, looking at Pam.
"Let's find out who Massey really is and why he has the anagram of UCAT on his Jeep. Is he Edward UCAT's son?"
Her friends stared at her.
"Let's go to your house, Michelle, and look on the web,"
said Pam, drying her eyes.
"Maybe we can find something. But first, let me tell Wild Wolf and the others what's happening."
She ran down the hill to the Chumash Museum. When she came back, her eyes were red, and she said,
"Everyone is terribly upset. No one on this reservation has ever been arrested. Wild Wolf said that we're the only ones who can help Uncle George. Do you remember that night in the forest?"
"Of course we do,"
said Bill.
"Wild Wolf said we have a pure heart and we must find UCAT."
"Let's do it,"
said Nick. The four friends went back to Portola Point, bought some takeout pizzas, and went home.
"Hi,"
said Mrs. Martin, opening the front door.
"What are you doing with 6 pizzas?
"Hi, Mom,"
said Bill.
"This is going to be a long night. We're having pizza in my room and working on the web. I bought 2 extra pizzas for you and Dad."
"Thanks,"
said Mrs. Martin.
"Are you working on another mystery?"
"That's a secret for now,"
said Michelle, running upstairs to Bill's room.
"Hi, Mrs. Martin,"
said Nick, following Pam upstairs. Mrs. Martin looked at them and thought,
"What great kids."